Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. It's been a week since Thor Ragnarok came out, and we've been talking Thor and Vikings and everything all week. It's been a lot of fun, you know, top Viking games, the best and worst Thor movies, the best Thor comics, Thor's history in comics, just a lot of fun this week. It's kind of given me a new appreciation, definitely a new understanding, but a new appreciation for Thor as a comic character, for sure. And despite my feelings toward Ragnarok, you know, it's still an enjoyable movie and that you need to go watch and go see. But today is a little different. So a lot of people were wondering, you know, after my comments about Ragnarok and how I felt, if I enjoyed the Thor and Hulk buddy comedy, team up, whatever you want to call it. And it was okay. I much prefer Thor and Loki over Thor and Hulk, but this is not the first time we have seen Thor and Hulk together on screen. And so today we're going to take a look at the quaint little 1988 gem of The Incredible Hulk Returns. So like I said, this came out back in 98 and, late 98, if I remember correctly, early May 88. I was all of 5 years old, about to be 5 years old. And this was an hour and a half long movie that came out after The Incredible Hulk. This was the first movie and a lot of stuff going on really for it. So this is happening after NBC took over the Hulk from CBS. Bill Bixby's production company is helping out making this movie. And there's really a lot going on here. But one of the more important things of this movie, not only, you know, were we seeing the Hulk again, everybody loves The Incredible Hulk. You know, this series was, the Incredible Hulk series was pretty popular. I mean, it ran from 77 to 82. So you get these characters back on screen. But this is also a backdoor pilot for a Thor show. If you don't know what a backdoor pilot is, that's where you introduce a character in another medium and to, one, to establish them, and two, to kind of gauge what reaction there is and people be interested in seeing it. You know, we saw it with Flash introduced in Arrow, the Inhumans, and to a lesser extent, because it didn't get picked up, Mockingbird introduced in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Frasier, well, Frasier's a spinoff, not a backdoor pilot. But, you know, you've seen it happen a lot throughout the years. It's a pretty common practice. And so they introduced Hulk and Donald Blake. Now, in the comics, Donald Blake is Hulk's alter ego after he's sent to Earth by Odin for being defiant and everything. But in this show, Donald Blake and Thor are two separate people. Like, they hang out. And Thor kind of has to do Donald Blake's bidding. But it was a weird take on it. And they took a lot of liberties with everything. Just like they did with the Hulk. But Thor is banished from Valhalla, not Asgard. And just, yeah, it's all this stuff. You know, he's never referred to as the God of Thunder. He once or twice he mentions being the Odin son, or the son of Odin. I guess late 80s they weren't wanting to get too religious and things. And it's a really interesting show. You know, you see Hulk and Thor fight for the first time that we wouldn't see again for almost 20 years until the Avengers came out. And everyone loves Lou Ferrigno. You know, he even voiced the Hulk up until Thor Ragnarok in the MCU, which I think is really interesting. But Thor had a weird spot. You know, he was a major subplot in Adventures for Babysitting in the 80s. And I guess Marvel was really trying to push him as their next big thing. But I don't know if it was all the liberties taken, because, you know, a lot of people in the Hulk liked when, oh, don't make me angry, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry, roar, and he turns into the Hulk. But having Thor and Donald Blake as two separate people, I think hurt a lot and lost a lot of the charm that the show had, because, you know, you didn't have to worry, oh, when is Thor going to show up? Because he's there all the time. And that's probably not the only reason it didn't get picked up, but it's definitely one of them, for sure. You just don't see a whole lot of that. And I would have loved to seen a Thor show. Yeah. But given the time period, late 80s, early 90s, I want it to be kind of a buddy, you know, Thor and Donald Blake share an apartment together. Ha ha ha. Just like, was it the Dexter's Laboratory, with where Captain America and Thor and Hulk share an apartment? Kind of like that. But you had, ultimately, just like with any superhero thing, you had Thor and Hulk team up, you know, and they fight these mobsters, and it's some kind of criminal organization, and just general Hulk smash type stuff. And in the end, you know, Hulk, a cure for what he thinks is his disease, escapes him because he has to sacrifice it. And then Thor and Blake just kind of say goodbye and walk off in the sunset. And it's campy, it's cheesy, it's definitely a product of its time. But if you enjoy the Hulk, and especially the TV show The Hulk, you want to pick this up and check it out. And then if you enjoy that, pick up the Trial of the Incredible Hulk, where you have Daredevil and you have John Rhys Davies as Wilson Fisk, which is great. But yeah, so there you have it. Is the return of the Incredible Hulk, or the Incredible Hulk Returns. Check it out. I think it's on Hulu. I know the show is, so it might be up there too, but it's fun. And then you can see the original team up with Thor and Hulk. And it may be better than the Ragnarok team. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that. Yeah, it is. I think I may like it better than the Ragnarok team up. But let me know what you think. Which team up do you like better? Or do you even remember The Incredible Hulk Returns? Are you alive? Let us know in the comments below here or on Facebook. Find us out there, not just Facebook, but Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We love any kind of comments and suggestions and things. If you want to email us, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those. While you're on the network, make sure you check out the boys over at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. They got a lot of good stuff going on. Big, big shows coming with all the DC Metal news and everything going on. Really excited about that. Also, stay tuned to our Facebook page. We're going to run a really cool Harley Quinn giveaway promotion over the next few days. So check that out. Again, it's facebook.com/thenightnerd. That's going to be it for this week. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you so much for listening. And come back next week when we talk all things Justice League. Monday!